Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Okay, let's talk about number three. Don't dishonor your husband. And I want to just maybe talk about a few ways that we probably don't have to think too far about this, but using sarcasm or cutting language, especially in front of others, questioning his judgment in front of others, and being secretive or deceptive, maybe with finances. But talk about this in general and even more specifically.
Well, I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. There's so many ways that you can dishonor your husband. Of course, a husband can dishonor his wife as well. And we already shared that on the last program that we did that I know is in your show notes. But really, you see it all the time. And when I'm out, even with other believers, we hear a wife or a husband talking very negatively about the other, about what they don't do in their relationship, about all the wrong things they say, the wrong things they do. And another way that I've seen a lot of women dishonoring the husbands, not intentionally necessarily, but especially when they have kids, they start treating their husband as if he is one of the kids. And really, that can be very dishonoring and degrading to a man.
Indeed. And what the point about questioning his judgment, I want to just give a caveat and a clarify here, because sometimes you hear this ancient advice that a woman should never question her husband's judgment. And I think, you know, it's good when we accept each other's influence. This is more about in front of other people. And it's just, you know, there's a way to do that. In fact, Kevin and I do that for each other. We just know if one of us misspeaks or missteps, we're going to do that privately so that we're not throwing the other in front, you know, under the bus, so to speak. So talk about that.
No question about it, Susie. I mean, and my wife and I, we've had to work through that as well. So again, I talk about these things as if I'm the expert, but these are things that we've walked through ourselves. We don't want to correct one another in public. Susan might say something when we're talking with some friends or out with another couple, and I'm thinking, it didn't happen that way. But, you know, so I could jump on her or correct her and make her look bad, or I could just go with it. Is it going to hurt anybody? No. So just let it go. And if it needs to be addressed or corrected later on, it can be corrected. So we need to make sure that we're not critical of one another in public, that we're not correcting one another in public or being condescending to one another in public. Look at that. I didn't even plan it. Three C's.
Alliteration. Stop. Absolutely amazing. This is where you say, I amaze me.
I amaze me. No, I definitely did not amaze myself.
No, I'm teasing you. But you know, you think about that. You know, we need to love each other and we need to respect each other. But studies have actually shown that if they had to choose between love and respect, they would choose respect, right?
That's right.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.